Softvert User Manual, Tape 1, Side 1. Softvert User Manual, TSI, Telesensory, 455 North Bernardo Avenue, Mountain View, California, 94043. 415-960-0920. 800-227-8418. Technical Support, 800-537-3961. Copyright, 1990. Manual Part Number, C87415A. All rights reserved. Softvert User Manual, Copyright, 1990, Telesensory Corporation, Part Number, C87415A. Copyright. This manual and the software described in it are copyrighted with all rights reserved. This means that the manual or the software may not be copied in whole or in part without written consent of Telesensory, except in the normal use of the software or to make a backup copy. The same proprietary and copyright notices must be affixed to any copies as were affixed to the original. License. The software remains the property of Telesensory and is licensed to the original purchaser. It is intended for use on a single system by one or more people. It may be used on more than one system, provided it is only used on one system at a time. This license may be transferred to another person through sale, gift, or loan, provided that all of the following conditions have been met. Number 1. All the original Softvert material purchased from Telesensory, along with all backup copies, must be transferred to the new licensee. Number 2. You may not retain copies or reproductions of any sort, in whole, or of any portion of Softvert, its files, programs, hardware, or documentation. Number 3. The new licensee agrees, in writing, to abide by this license. The agreement must be forwarded to Telesensory within 10 days of the transfer. Number 4. You must notify Telesensory that such a transfer has taken place. All brand and product names contained within this manual are trademarks or registered trademarks of their respective holder. Table of Contents. Chapter 1. Introduction. Page 1. Welcome to Softvert. Page 1. What's new? Page 1. How to use this manual? Page 2. Customer support? Page 4. Typographical conventions? Page 4. What's in the package? Page 5. Chapter 2. Installation? Page 7. Softvert installation? Page 7. Hardware installation, external synthesizers, page 8. Hardware installation, internal synthesizers, page 8. Preparing synthesizers and cables, page 10. Setup for Telesensory Personal Vert, page 11. Setups for Accent Mini and Accent 1200, page 11. Setup for Accent PC, page 12. Setup for Accent SA, page 13. Setup for Echo PC or Echo GP, page 14. Setup for Personal Speech System Model A or B, page 15. Setup for Type N Talk, page 16. Setup for Symphonics or Voltalker, page 17. Setup for DeckTalk, page 18. Setup for TSI, PC Vert, and AFI Professional Vert, page 21. Setup for Sounding Board, page 22. Software installation, page 23. Loading DOS, page 23. Making a bootable program diskette, page 25. Loading the SoftVert software, page 26. Starting Vert with an AutoExec file, page 29. Troubleshooting, page 30. Vertest, page 30. Chapter 3, Using SoftVert, page 33. Introduction, page 33. Two modes of operation, page 33. Communication mode, page 33. Review mode, page 34. Moving around in review mode, page 35. Summary of basic commands, page 37. Other navigation commands, page 39. Table of contents, page 2. Where am I? Page 40. Cursor routing, a special function, page 40. Summary of other navigation commands, page 41. Communication mode commands, page 42. Summary of communication mode commands, page 43. Kill speech commands, silencing SoftVert, page 44. Search, page 45. Customizing SoftVert, page 45. Verbal options, page 46. Hot keys, page 48. Dictionary, page 49. Place markers, page 51. Windows, page 51. Summary of window navigation commands, page 54. Monitors, page 55. Saving and loading configurations, page 56. Control spacebar commands, page 56. Turbo keys, page 58. Chapter 4, Reference Guide, page 59. Review mode commands, page 59. Help functions, page 59. Speech functions, page 60. Navigation commands, page 61. Using arrow keys to move in review mode, page 66. Extended navigation commands, page 67. Orientation commands, page 68. Miscellaneous review mode commands, page 70. Communication mode commands, page 80. Silence SoftVert, page 83. Enter review mode, page 84. Miscellaneous communication mode commands, page 85. Special commands and menus, page 89. Windows, page 89. Verbal options menu, page 93. Hot keys, page 106. Dictionary menu, page 107. SoftVert utility programs, page 109. Using VU, page 110. Using VLAB, page 111. Using silent windows, page 114. Turbo keys, page 116. Appendix A, page 117. Table of contents, page 3. Reading the disk manual, page 117. Using read.com, page 117. Using the ms.more, M-O-R-E, end quote, program, page 118. Using the modos, quote, type, T-Y-P-E, end quote, command, page 119. Appendix B, page 121. Review mode commands by objective, page 121. Appendix C, page 127. Review mode commands alphabetically by objective, page 127. Appendix D, page 131. Review mode commands alphabetically by keystroke, page 131. Appendix E, page 135. Communication and universal mode commands, page 135. Appendix F, page 139. Vert colors and attributes, page 139. Appendix G, page 141. Phonetic letter assignments, page 141. Appendix H, page 143. Verbal options default settings, page 143. Appendix I, page 145. Key label, paren, VLAB, close paren, abbreviations, page 145. Appendix J, page 147. Word Perfect Spell Checker and Softvert, page 147. Spell Checking Through Colors and Windows, page 147. Spell Checking Through Monitor Windows, page 149. Appendix K, page 153. Using Softvert with Lotus 1-2-3, page 153. 12 Commands, page 153. Command Summary, page 153. Startup, page 154. Additional Comments, page 154. Appendix L, page 157. Personal Vert Hardware Settings, page 157. IRQ Settings, page 157. Table of Contents, page 4. Port Addresses, page 158. Appendix M, page 159. Customer Satisfaction, page 159. Limitation on Warranties and Liability, page 159. Chapter 1, Introduction, page 1. Welcome to Softvert. Telesensory welcomes you to the Softvert system. Softvert is a speech-based computer access tool for blind and visually impaired people. It includes the Softvert screen navigation program and an optional synthesizer. The Softvert program becomes memory resident and causes the PC operating system to send information to the synthesizer. Once you have installed Softvert on your computer, you will be able to use a tremendous variety of off-the-shelf software intended for visual access. Your entries can be spoken a character or a word at a time. Softvert also speaks all DOS messages and prompts which appear on the screen. At any point in your dialogue with your computer, you may, quote, freeze, end quote, the action and review the entire contents of the screen or any part of it. This manual will prepare you to run Softvert with your word processor, spreadsheet, file manager, or almost any other program you want to run. Even if the screen displays include subtle items like special, quote, extended ASCII, end quote, characters, or different colors, Softvert lets you deal with them effectively. What's new? This new version of Softvert software 4.5 includes many enhancements. The functions are explained in detail in the manual. Here is a brief summary of 4.5 enhancements. Synchronized speech with new personal Vert synthesizer means online cursor routing. Turbo keys with new personal Vert synthesizer allows you to advance quickly through text in forward or reverse mode. Monitoring system to monitor and automatically read screen changes. Builds on Vert's existing window capabilities, can monitor one screen area and output another, page 2, can output more than one screen area. 5 special monitor windows can have turn on and turn off keys so that monitoring is automatic and effortless, ideal for reading help screens or pop-up menus. Uses no extra memory. Visual menus for monitor, dictionary, and verbal options. Read document command that reads from the computer cursor to the end of the document. Spell word in communication mode. Give phonetic value of character, parens, for example, quote, alpha, end quote, for, quote, A, end quote, quote, Charlie, end quote, for, quote, C, end quote, close paren. Read from top of screen to computer cursor location in communication mode. Read from computer cursor location to bottom of screen in communication mode. Warning bell to announce end of line. Overlapping window lock to keep review cursor in current window. Software now supports synthesizer tone changes. Faster processing of Control N Vert's speech turn off key allows application processing to bypass speech buffer. These are some of the features and enhancements carried over from software version 4.0. Color selection within Windows or full screen, essential for hearing spell checking errors and correction choices. Color bar tracking for menus, directories, and spreadsheets. Shift cursor key commands pass along the application program cursor command, then automatically speak the highlighted bar. Windows can now overlap and be as little as one line deep. Read current sentence and paragraph in communication mode. Read current line up to computer cursor in communication mode. Read from computer cursor to end of line in communication mode. How to use this manual. To completely familiarize yourself with SoftVert, TeleSensory provides this user's manual in print, on audio cassette, and on diskette. We highly recommend that you read the manual so that you can fully understand the features now available to you. Page 3. The program diskette also contains text files of the manual. See Appendix A for information on how to use the DOS type command or the read program to read the disk manual. This manual has 5 sections to make it easier to learn and look up information about SoftVert. There is a simple installation procedure, an operations parens tutorial close parens section, and a reference guide. Chapter 1, Introduction. Chapter 1, paren, this chapter, close paren, provides an introduction to SoftVert. It gives a list of required equipment and the protocols used for data entry, keystroke notation, and computer prompts. Chapter 2, Installation. This chapter has instructions for installing the software and your synthesizer, as well as instructions for starting the system. Chapter 3, Using SoftVert. Chapter 3 is a tutorial and an introduction to some of the features of SoftVert. Chapter 4, Reference Guide. This chapter is a reference section supplying detailed description of all the SoftVert features and commands. The final section, the appendices, provides specialized information about SoftVert, including technical information, tables, and command summaries organized in different ways. If you need to install SoftVert, be sure to read Chapter 2. Read through Chapter 3 at least once after installing SoftVert. First-time users may want to run through the tutorial, paren, Chapter 3, close paren, before trying to use the system on their own. The tutorial introduces the user to several basic concepts and provides important general information. Chapter 4 is a reference guide for detailed information about specific commands and features of SoftVert. Use this section to look up particular commands and features of the SoftVert system. Page 4. Use the appendices as a quick reference to all commands. There are also appendices to demonstrate how to configure SoftVert to work efficiently with popular programs like WordPerfect and Lotus 1-2-3. Customer support. TeleSensory has a complete support system to resolve any problems with your SoftVert system. For technical questions on how to use SoftVert, just call our toll-free Applications Engineering Department at 800-537-3961. If you have questions about your order or about any other TeleSensory products, call our Customer Service Department toll-free at 800-227-8418. Typographical conventions. The SoftVert manual uses some simple typographical conventions. Key names are referred to by their uppercase print appearing on the standard keyboard. For example, ESC refers to the escape key. Text or alphanumeric keys to be entered are referred to within quotes. Do not type the quotes unless told specifically to do so. Screen displays are usually indented on a line by themselves or displayed within quotes. All screen displays are printed as they would appear on the screen or be spoken by SoftVert. File names are always shown in uppercase. Paren, for example, file name filename.txt, close paren. Where two keys should be pressed simultaneously, the keys are shown in uppercase separated by a hyphen. For example, control hyphen N means to press the control key, hold it down, press the N key, then release both keys simultaneously. Page 5. What's in the package? Your system package should contain the following items: the SoftVert program diskette, an optional personal vert or accent synthesizer, this manual in print, on disk, and on audio cassettes, a quote, command summary, end quote, in Braille, speaker and headphones. If any of these items are missing from your SoftVert package, contact TeleSensory's customer service department at 800-227-8418. Page 6 is blank. Chapter 2, Installation, page 7. SoftVert installation. Before you can use SoftVert, you must install your synthesizer into the computer and make a working copy of the SoftVert program diskette. Then you must run the SoftVert install program to configure SoftVert for your synthesizer. Check to make sure you have all the components listed below and read through this installation section before proceeding. You will need the following computer equipment to install and operate SoftVert: IBM PC XT AT PS/2 Model 30 or some compatibles, one disk drive, color or monochrome display adapter, paren, video board, close paren, your external or internal speech synthesizer, a serial port or interface slot for your synthesizer, DOS 2.0 or higher, a blank diskette. You do not need a monitor, but we recommend that you have one if the computer will need to be shared with sighted colleagues. You will also need the following equipment from your SoftVert package: a SoftVert program diskette, the optional personal vert or accent synthesizer, speaker or headphones. SoftVert requires about 80K of computer memory. This means you should have at least 80K more memory than is required by your largest application. Page 8. Your synthesizer's text-to-speech program may require additional memory. In addition, you may need a 1/4-inch slotted paren, regular close paren, screwdriver, or a combination of 1/4-inch and 7/32-inch nut drivers to open the case of your computer and for mounting the PC interface card. Please verify that you have all the necessary equipment and read this entire installation procedure before beginning. To install SoftVert, you will need to install the SoftVert program and install your speech synthesizer. If you have an internal synthesizer, you must install its circuit board in the computer. If you have an external synthesizer, you must connect the synthesizer to a serial port, either COM1 or COM2 on your computer. Then you must plug in the speaker or headphones and use the SoftVert install program to install the SoftVert software on the hard disk or floppy disk you use to boot your system, parens, start up your computer, close paren. Hardware installation, external synthesizers. An external synthesizer is one that sits outside your computer. It hooks up to your computer's serial port. Serial ports are designated as COM1 or COM2. Some computers have only one serial port. This must be COM1. Other computers have two serial ports. You must designate one as COM1 and the other as COM2. It is important to know which is which so that you can tell the SoftVert program where to send information. There are specific installation instructions later in this chapter for each external synthesizer SoftVert supports. Hardware installation, internal synthesizers. An internal synthesizer is one that sits inside your computer. The synthesizer goes into one of the computer's interface slots. There is usually no restriction as to which slot you put your synthesizer in. Following are instructions for installing an internal synthesizer into your computer. There are specific installation instructions later in this chapter for each internal synthesizer SoftVert supports. The following discussion assumes you have an IBM PC, XT, or AT. If you are using an IBM-compatible computer, the procedure for opening the computer and inserting the interface card may be different. Please consult your computer's manual for the proper procedures. Page 9. Number 1. Caution. Unplug the personal computer from the power source before installing or removing equipment. Unplug any equipment connected to it. Number 2. Using the screwdriver or the quarter-inch nut driver, remove the 5 cover retaining screws from the rear of the computer. There are screws in each of the 4 corners and one in the middle at the top. The screw in the top center location is usually larger than the nearby screws. Do not remove the smaller screws near it. Number 3. Caution. Do not force the cover. Remove the cover completely by sliding it fully toward the front of the machine. When the cover reaches stops which prevent from sliding further, tilt the front edge of the cover up slightly, paren, about 4 to 6 inches, close paren, to free the back end of the cover to bypass the stops. Set the cover aside. Number 4. Install your synthesizer card in any of the available long, paren, full-length, close paren, slots. Remove a slot cover to open up the slot you have chosen. This cover is attached with a small slotted screw, which you can remove with either the 7/32-inch nut driver or the slotted screwdriver. Save this slot cover for later use if you will at some future time be removing the speech card and wanting to keep foreign objects out of your computer. Number 5. Locate the plastic card edge guide supplied with your computer or synthesizer board. Install this on the inside of the computer's front panel by snapping it into the holes provided there. Be sure that it is in the proper slot. It should line up with the expansion slot you wish to use. Note: some brands of computers may already have an expansion card guide installed, in which case you may ignore the above. Number 6. Align your synthesizer board between the expansion opening and the plastic guide at the front of the computer. Insert the board by applying an even, gentle downward pressure until it seats in the expansion slot. 5 to 10 pounds of pressure should be plenty. Page 10. Number 7. Secure the synthesizer using the screw you removed earlier from the blank expansion slot cover. Number 8. Replace the cover by tipping it up 4 to 6 inches and sliding it gently towards the rear of the computer. Lower the front of the cover once the cover has cleared the stops. Number 9. Replace all 5 of the cover screws in the rear panel. Number 10. Connect the speaker or the headphones to the jack at the top of the back panel of the synthesizer card. Number 11. Connect any required peripheral equipment to the computer. Number 12. Reconnect all equipment to the proper power supply. Preparing synthesizers and cables. The SoftVert program is designed to work with one of the following speech synthesizers along with the proper cable. Number 1. The Telesensory Personal Vert. Number 2. The AICOM, AICOM Accent PC. Number 3. The AICOM Accent SA. Number 4. The AICOM Accent Mini. Number 5. The AICOM Accent T1200. Number 6. The AICOM Accent T1600. Number 7. The Street Electronics Echo PC. Number 8. The Street Electronics Echo GP. Number 9. The Vortrax Personal Speech System Model A. Number 10. The Vortrax Personal Speech System Model B. Number 11. The Vortrax Type N Talk. Number 12, the Vortrax Voltalker. Number 13, the Arctic Technologies Symphonix 200. Number 14, the Arctic Technologies Symphonix 210. Number 15, the Digital Equipment Corporation Dectalk. Number 16, the Telesensory paren TSI close paren PC Vert. Page 11. Number 17, the AFI Professional Vert. Number 18, the Computer Aids Corporation Sounding Board. Follow the appropriate instructions below to set up your synthesizer for use with the Soft Vert system. Before you go any further, turn off all power to your PC system, including the PC, all printers, monitors, and any other devices which may be connected, paren, such as external modems, close paren. Setup for Telesensory Personal Vert. Personal Vert is a new synthesizer from Telesensory. It can take advantage of many of Soft Vert's extra features. It is an internal synthesizer, so you need to install it in one of the slots in your computer. Be sure the I/O paren or port close paren address and the IRQ settings do not conflict with anything else in your computer. These settings are controlled by a DIP switch bank on the synthesizer board. A complete list of IRQ settings and the I/O addresses is included in this manual as Appendix L. Program preparation for Personal Vert. You must have the program pv.exe to run Personal Vert. This is the text-to-speech program. This program is on a diskette that is shipped in your Personal Vert package. If you do not use the default settings for interrupt and port addresses, you must specify the new settings on the Personal Vert pv close paren command line. Please see Appendix L for details. Setups for Accent Mini and Accent T1200. The Accent Mini and T1200 are small circuit boards installed in the PC. Through software startup, the boards monopolize one of the communication lines normally directed to a, quote, COM, end quote, port. But because they are not actually COM ports, they require no switch settings. The Accent Mini can physically coexist in a PC that already has two COM ports. However, when you load its software, the Mini will not intercept COM1 or COM2 communications and bypass the card or device previously and physically connected to one of these locations. Page 12. Program preparation for Accent Mini and Accent 1200. The file spkmini.dvc must be copied from the ACOM Accent Programs disk to the root directory of your boot, parens, startup, close paren, disk, or hard drive. Place your bootable working disk containing SoftVert in drive A and the Accent Programs disk in drive B, and at the A greater than prompt, enter. Copy space B colon spkmini.dvc. For your computer to use that file at startup time, you must next insert the following instruction line in the config sys config.sys file in the root directory. Device equals sign spkmini.dvc. Finally, your working disk must contain two lines from the SoftVert program disk, ptkem.exe, the next line, sinit.txt. You are now ready to load DOS and the SoftVert program as described in, quote, software installation, end quote. Setup for Accent PC. The Accent PC is a 2/3 length circuit board which installs in the PC. Through its software startup, it monopolizes one of the communication lines normally directed to a, quote, COM, end quote, port. But because it is not actually a COM port, it requires no switch settings. The Accent PC can physically coexist in a PC that already has two COM ports. However, when you load its software, the Accent PC will intercept COM1 or COM2 communications and bypass the card or device previously and physically connected to one of those locations. Page 13. Program preparation for Accent PC. The file spkacent.dvc must be copied from the ACOM Accent Programs disk to the root directory of your boot (paren startup close paren) disk or hard drive. Place your bootable working disk containing Softvert in drive A and the Accent Programs disk in drive B, and at the A greater than prompt, enter copy space B colon spkacent.dvc. For your computer to use that file at startup time, you must next insert the following instructions in the config.sys file in the root directory. Device equal sign spkacent.dvc. Finally, your working disk must contain two lines from the Softvert program disk. ptkem.exe. The second line is sinit.txt. You are now ready to load DOS and the Softvert program as described in, quote, software installation, end quote. Setup for Accent SA. The Accent SA is an externally housed synthesizer which attaches to the PC through a cable connected to one of the, quote, COM, end quote, ports. Note that if you choose to drive the Accent SA synthesizer through COM2, you must also have a serial port or internal modem already designated as COM1. If you do not, the PC may not recognize the port or its attached synthesizer. A standard 25-pin cable, parenthesis, male on one end, female on the other, close parenthesis, is quite acceptable for connecting from the serial COM port on the PC to the Accent SA. No cross-wiring is required. Program preparation for Accent SA, paren, standalone, close paren. Your working disk must contain two files from the Softvert program's disk. Page 14. ptkem.exe. New line, sinit.txt. You are now ready to load DOS and the Softvert program as described in, quote, software installation, end quote. Setup for Echo PC or Echo GP. Number one, set the synthesizer for operation at 9600 baud. The settings are made using rocker switches located on the bottom rear of the unit. All four switches should be on, parens. Press down on the side of the switch nearest to the rear to turn it on, close paren. These switches are easy to change accidentally, and you may want to place a piece of tape over them to keep them positioned correctly. Also note that there are two identical jacks on the back of the Echo PC. The one closest to the large round serial port is the power jack. The other is for an external speaker or earphone. Number two, locate the RS-232 cable supplied with your speech unit. This is the one with the one wide, paren, about 2 inches by 3/8 inch, close paren, connector on the computer end and one round plugged called a DIN connector on the other. The computer end will have 25 tiny sockets. This is the female connector and is the end that will connect to your PC. Number 3. Connect the female end of the RS-232 cable to the male port on the serial card of your PC. This port is also known as the COM port. Some PCs will have two COM ports. In this case, connect to COM port 2. Since the configuration of port is left up to the person who originally installed them, you will have to determine which is which for yourself. Note, the parallel printer port on a PC is often similar in shape to a 25-pin serial port, but it is, quote, female, end quote. Connecting to COM port 2 is preferred since a few programs may require COM port 1 for their own use, not allowing their output to be redirected. Number 4. Connect the round male DIN plug to your Echo. Number 5. Connect the Echo power supply to the jack closest to the round DIN connector. The other connector is for an earphone. Page 15. Number 6. Your synthesizer is now connected to the PC and to the power source. For now, leave your speech unit's power switch in the off position. You are now ready to load DOS. Skip to the section titled, quote, software installation, end quote. Setup for personal speech system model A or B. Number 1. Set the synthesizer for operation at 9600 baud. For the personal speech system model A or model B, the switches are located on the rear panel in a rectangular opening between the serial port and the external speaker jack. All but number 6 should be in the down position, that is, toward the base of the unit. The model B can be distinguished by the larger finger-sized access slot for these switches. If you must use a pen to set these switches, you probably have a model A. The only advantage to the Model B is that it gives more voice speed settings. Number 2. Locate the RS-232 cable supplied with your speech unit. This is the one with the 2 wide, paren, about 2 inch by 3/8 inch, close paren, connectors, one on each end. One connector will have 25 tiny sockets. This is the female connector and is the end that will connect to your PC. The other end usually will have many tiny pins protruding from it. This is the male end and will be the end that connects to your speech unit. Follow the instructions which came with your speech unit to connect the cable to your synthesizer and to your computer. Number 3. Connect the female end of the RS-232 cable to the male serial port on your PC. This port is also known as the COM port. Some PCs have 2 COM ports. In this case, connect to COM port 2. Since the configuration of the ports is left up to the person who originally installed them, you will have to determine which is which for yourself. Note, the parallel printer port on a PC is often similar in shape to a 25-pin serial port, but it is, quote, female, end quote. Connecting to COM port 2 is preferred since a few programs may require COM port 1 for their own use, not allowing their output to be redirected. Number 4. Connect the other male end to your synthesizer. Page 16. Connect the half-inch round power plug to the PSS. Number 6. Your synthesizer is now connected to the PC and to the power source. It is now time to turn on your PC and load DOS. For now, leave your speech unit's power switch in the off position. You are now ready to load DOS. Skip to the section titled, quote, software installation, end quote. Setup for Type and Talk. Number 1. Set the synthesizer for for operation at 9600 baud. The switches are located on the rear panel inside a small rectangular recess between the serial port and the speaker jack. Using a pointed object, such as a ballpoint pen, set the first 7 switches in the up position and set the 8th switch to the down position, paren, that is, toward the base of the unit, close paren. This concludes side 1, tape 1.